We have them destroying evidence right and left in Georgia, in Cobb County, Gwinnett County, Fulton County. It's everything from shredding ballots to wiping machines and replacing servers. All these machines should have been impounded the day after the election and reviewed for forensic analysis. We have so many judges out there now that are result-driven instead of applying the rule of law like it should be. And we have political prosecutions that never should have happened in this country. Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. All those were fatally flawed by massive fraud in every manner and means you can think of, but especially insidious and troubling is the machine fraud conducted through the Dominion voting systems. In fact, one of our experts says Dominion fraud was 5% higher votes for Biden across the board everywhere there was a Dominion machine running. And the same was true for other Democrats that were running on the tickets in those states. It makes me wonder, where in the world is our FBI and our Department of Justice? And I'm frankly very concerned that this entire system was originated likely by the CIA and maybe even given to Venezuela years ago or seeded in different places that it wound up with Venezuela, which started the Smartmatic and Dominion companies. And the only reason they have a Boca Raton address here in the United States is to try to make them seem like a United States company. But they're not. They're owned, run, and were organized and created by Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez with his dirty money and the dirty money of the Cuban communists to ensure he had won every election after it was used. One of our witnesses was a direct, firsthand, personal observer of all of that, received the briefings on how it all worked, saw it work in the control room for election after election, and has given us detailed affidavit to explain it all. There's people who say there's no evidence, just are lying through their teeth, or they're deliberately ignorant, or willfully blind to the truth. And frankly, they're part of the problem. I mean, a lot of the people who are saying there's no evidence are part of the problem and know damn well that all this happened and may have even instigated it, benefited from it, paid for it.